Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I can't remember, but I was like, marketing genius move to have mini Rincewell in my hotel room.
Risewell. Yeah.
What? who? I mean, how many hotels are you in that you can't remember?
We are actually in more dental offices. So that's sort of, the business is actually mostly rooted in dental offices. And then hotels have been sort of an extra thing because it's, you know, every time you go to a hotel and you ask for extra toothpaste or you forget your toothbrush.
Yeah, it's genius.
Yeah, it's usually not like, it's, you know, not a great experience and you're staying at a luxury hotel and you want something nice. So we've just started doing that, but we're a small team. So we'll get to more eventually.
Okay. Well, first I want to start this off by saying thank you for coming on the podcast. I am the daughter of a dentist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fun fact about me. So this is very exciting because my dad was a very like old school, like I wish he was still alive so you could have had, so he could like have this conversation with you too, because you know, dentists are really passionate about their job. And I think people don't understand how important the microbiome of a mouth is.
Yes. I think that's a newer topic that dentists are discovering. My brother is a prosthodontist in Florida. So he was part of the connection to starting all of this. So yeah, no, I absolutely get having a dentist in the family.
So this started with an IVF journey. And by the way, we both share a PCOS diagnosis.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I've heard 12 to 15% of women have it.
It keeps growing. I mean, it seems like 50% of my friends have it.
Do you still have PCOS?
I do a lot of work to manage it, and it'll be very interesting to see. We're going to start trying in a couple months for our second child, and it'll be very interesting to see how that process goes. Cause it took a long time the first time. But you went through IVF, correct?
Yeah. So by the way, I know about your stories and always appreciate your honesty and being so open with your audience. And I've tried to be the same. So I have a much smaller audience. So yeah, I was going through IVF about 5 years ago, a little bit more at this point, because I now have a 5-year-old. So I guess it must be around 6. And I knew I would have to go through that, went through PCOS or had PCOS most of my life, never had a period. And so it wasn't surprising that that was kind of the path for me. And wanted to make it a success. I mean, as you know, it's a very expensive and sort of emotional journey. And me and my husband at the time sat down and talking to the doctor about the journey and making it successful. And we said, what can we do? And he said, besides the obvious taking your medications and eating healthy, to be careful with the everyday products that we're using, which I was a bit surprised with. I've always been a pretty healthy eater.
I'm surprised your doctor told you that, by the way, because so many of my friends going through IVF, their doctors don't tell them that.
You're right. And it's every time I tell the story,
you get a great doctor.
Wow. Yeah, it's so I went to RMA, which is one of the sort of bigger clinics in New York. And I guess he was somewhat of a more progressive doctor. And mm-hmm. he was really trying to think about the whole picture. And I, you know, of course, I went home that night and the two of us turned the apartment upside down and were reading all of the labels. I had downloaded this app where you could actually like scan the barcodes on
the Yuka app.
No, this was actually Think Dirty.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
Yeah. So going through each one and all of my products, like, you know, I thought I was using better products
and
fit the bill. And I was actually able to go online and find good replacements for most of the products. But when it came to toothpaste, we really struggled. And the big challenge that people don't realize is that with toothpaste, if you're using the more natural version, that most of the brands out there, they're just removing things like fluoride and the foaming agents, and they don't replace it with anything. And so my brother, the dentist, when I told him we're switching to natural toothpaste, what should we use? He said, you might as well brush with water. And my question to him was like, I don't get it. How does it not work? And he said, well, they've literally taken out the effective ingredients. And so you're left with a flavored paste, and that the bristles on the toothbrush actually do like all of the work at that point. So save the money and just brush with water. So that was essentially the moment that me and John essentially were like, we have to solve this problem, which is creating a natural toothpaste that works just as well as conventional toothpaste and something that dentists could actually recommend to their patients. And the bar was not just the effectiveness, but it was also treating the products like food, because people also don't realize that toothpaste, while you think you're spitting it out twice a day and not ingesting the ingredients, your gums are super absorbent. They're like sponges. Mm-hmm. And so even though you're not swallowing toothpaste twice a day, you're getting all of the ingredients in your toothpaste into your body. And it's really, you know, second to food, one of the most important things you can do, because your skin is actually a decent barrier.
Yeah, because we take medicine.
Sublingual medication.
Or drugs under our depending upon where you are in your life.
No, totally. And that's why, I mean, I actually always make that example about sublingual medications, is that, you know, if they can't get an IV into you at a hospital, the next best way is actually putting medication under one's tongue to get it into their system. And so the toothpaste, like, most people have never looked at the ingredients in their toothpaste, and they're not the ingredients they would want to eat.
Before we get into these ingredients, because they are shocking, and I'm also highly impressed with your ability to like invent and find ingredients. I know you like found one of them in Japan, like, so cool. But what were you, and John's your husband, correct?
Yes. Or he's my now ex-husband, but we're great co-parents and run the company. And we also have a baby together. So we're very closely intertwined.
How did you, like, what were you doing? Because it's an amazing thing. And this is where certain people are just outliers. It's an amazing thing to be, I don't know where you were in your pregnancy journey, but and you clearly were not doing this, to just be on one path in your life and to say, I'm going to solve this problem. And it's a very specific kind of person who can do it. So I'd love to know what you and John were already doing for work, and then how you kind of like transitioned out of that into knowing that Risewell was going to be like your actual job.
So, well, I guess a bunch of questions. I'll try to answer each of them. Remind me if I don't, but we both of us actually have a background in finance. So I've been an investor since I graduated from Columbia. We actually both met at Columbia.
That's the hardest part.
In undergrad. Yeah. So I got sucked into sort of the New York finance scene and did investment banking for 2 years, and then worked at a hedge fund and went to another hedge fund. And so finance has been my whole life. But as part of that, I've also spent a lot of time. I mean, every day my job entailed looking at speaking with great management teams and companies and analyzing different sectors and trends. And so it's businesses are always on our mind. That's really kind of first and foremost. And I think that was actually really helpful in thinking about starting this business, because we actually looked at the toothpaste market, and it's 95% owned by two players. And essentially, which I actually viewed as a good thing, because there's been very limited innovation essentially for 70 years. And so that was the opportunity, is that it's a great market. Everybody has to use toothpaste. There hasn't been much innovation. And that was a great opportunity, you know, from a business perspective and starting something new and innovative. I actually still do investing during the day. So it's my passion is both teeth and also investing. So I couldn't give that up, but I very much love doing both. And I think it actually makes me a better entrepreneur by having that side. So John, you know, he left the finance world and does it 100%. And then my brother, the dentist, is also an amazing part of it too, and adds sort of that lens, which is really important because most natural toothpaste brands out there actually, they try to be more almost crunchy and less about the science, but science is really in our DNA and very much a part of the brand. So I'm still both investor and entrepreneur, but in terms of starting the company, I'd say that it was difficult. I mean, at the time, John had actually just started a hedge fund. And so he was, you know, debating, does he continue down that path or start Risewell? But we really saw a chance to build something that could make an impact. And specifically, I think in consumer, and you've probably seen this a lot of times with other brands, is if I'm making another red lipstick, it's sort of hard to differentiate it, right? I can be a celebrity and maybe it seems different and I have better packaging, but here was the chance to actually bring something to the US that didn't exist in the US. And that frankly, you know, in my opinion, as somebody at that time going, hopefully conceiving a child, I wanted to make sure I was also using the safest products for my family that worked.
It's incredible. I think it is a major leg up coming from, I mean, who knows? It depends, but I think my husband and I are only creative. And so for you to have what is the hardest thing, like for me, and like have that be like, you know, your passion is such an incredible different way. I mean, I usually only interview people who are like highly creative and they were like, you know, spend their money in the wrong way. Can't raise money. It's really, so it'll come at it from such like a finance-based, but like pragmatic for you to have done like such research in the market. It's such an incredible, cool way to approach a business.
And also we've run, the team is really lean. There's essentially six of us total that work at the company, and everything that we do, I mean, we're in only limited retail channels, but part of that is intentional because getting into retail, as you know, it requires a lot of people. And so everything that we think about is, you know, exactly as you say, from the lens of two of the co-founders being former and existing finance people, and very much like that's in our DNA, but we frankly lack on the marketing side. So I guess the two of us should probably join forces and like put all of our strengths together and be superhuman.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're lacking, because the brand to me, I see it like when I got the email about you coming on the podcast, I was like, oh, this is great. This is a brand that I've purchased that because I saw it. So I saw it on someone's counter, and then you like see things a couple times, and I was like, oh, the toothpaste brand that I know is like clean and it's like orange and white. And then I saw it, and then it was given to me. I can't remember. I wish I could tell you which hotel, because that really, like, I got the little bundle, and the mouthwash is so incredible. And I had just last year spoken to a dentist I spoke to my functional medicine doctor because Davide was asking him about mouth, like health care, because Davide's really he doesn't have bad breath, but he's always self-conscious about having bad breath. And he was using Listerine. And I was like, can you tell Davide Listerine is really bad? And I was like, Risewell makes a good mouthwash, because I was like, Davide, you don't want to kill the good bacteria in your mouth. It was like this whole conversation. So
I love how you already know that. That's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, you're definitely like in the world, and it's definitely, you may think that you don't have good marketing, but it's around.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we were intentional in choosing the orange, because if you go into sort of your local pharmacy, everything is sort of sparkly and blue and green and it's all kind of the same. And orange happens to also be my favorite color. So it was a good opportunity to sort of use something that was bright and different from what's out there.
Yeah, I can see like the R, the letters are the branding is really, it's really beautiful. Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. We drink a lot of AG1 around here. I gave it a try because, I don't know, you see a lot of like the girlies on Instagram with the thick hair and the glowing skin mixing this little green packet with their water in the morning. And I was like, I want that. And I'll tell you why it's fantastic. First of all, it has every vitamin, tons of adaptogens, pre and probiotics, and a greens blend. So all of your bases are covered with one scoop of AG1. And you notice the difference pretty much instantly. I can't tell you enough. Like when I travel and take it, it makes my stomach feel very calm and settled, even if I'm not eating what I usually want to eat. When you miss a day or two, you notice it. Like my stomach is really flat. My skin is super glowy. I feel incredible. It can replace your AG1 is an incredible bang for your buck as it replaces a lot of other supplements. Like I said, your daily multivitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, which really help with your gut health. The adaptogens really help with mood and focus, and the greens blend is superior. So whatever you ingest that day, you know you have a baseline, especially for your greens. It's a science-driven formulation. It is raising the standard for quality in the supplement category. AG1 really helps build your health foundation first. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free travel packs and 1 free year of vitamin D. Vitamin D we all need. With your first purchase, just go to drinkag1.com/best. That's drinkag1.com/best. Check it out. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever find that just as you're trying to fall asleep, your brain suddenly won't stop talking? I know that you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure it maybe happened to you last night. Do your thoughts start racing right before bed or at any other inopportune moment? I mean, for me, there are times where I will wake up in the night and as soon as my eyes open, I am flooded with bad thoughts and I just know it's impossible for me to go back to sleep. Well, it turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. And therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. The tools that you gain from therapy that give you the power to remove those thoughts and get back to the things that you need to do, like work or sleep or take care of your child or be a great partner in your relationship, those tools are vital. And BetterHelp is a great place to get those tools because there's no excuse. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's designed to be incredibly flexible and suited to your schedule. And you just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time or for no additional charge. There is absolutely nothing in your way of getting those tools to move forward in your life in a place where you can be a high-functioning, happy person. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Pia today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. Okay, thank you. What was your first... Now you're like, okay, we need to disrupt the dental industry. What's the first step?
The first step was honestly being able to solve that problem, which was finding something that was safe enough to eat, mm-hmm. but also works as well as conventional toothpaste. And that's really the key that, you know, if we weren't able to solve that problem, we weren't going to start a company. I mean, it was that simple. Because at that point, it's like, I would have just done what my brother said. It's a lot simpler. I would have saved myself all the heartache of starting a business and just brush with water. Mm-hmm. And so we did lots of research and it was actually on a trip to Japan. John and I were over there, love Japan for many reasons. And everywhere that we went sort of at this time in our lives, we were going into the pharmacies, reading the back of the toothpaste, seeing what other countries are doing. And that was actually where we discovered our key ingredient, which is called hydroxyapatite, which sadly sounds very unnatural, but it's actually 97% of what makes up your teeth enamel. It's 70% of your bones. So dentists are actually very familiar with hydroxyapatite. We call it HA for short, but it's abundant in our bodies. And the cool story about it is that in the 70s, NASA astronauts were coming back from space and they realized that the astronauts' teeth were actually weakening. And so they wanted to figure out how to manufacture more of the hydroxyapatite, essentially to give more enamel to the enamel that was sort of wearing away. And they figured out how to chemically manufacture it in the 70s. And the Japanese, of course, said, we need to put this in our toothpaste. So the Japanese have actually been using it in their toothpaste since the 70s. And so we have lots of data, and they also don't use fluoride in their water. So it's really a great great sort of comparison to other countries that use fluoride in their toothpaste and in their water for us to see the efficacy. But outside of the US, you can actually make anti-cavity claims with it. So we have lots of years of data, both on safety and efficacy. It's essentially, like, not to get too in the weeds of the science, but hydroxyapatite is essentially a crystal. And so, like, think of, here's your tooth, and your tooth is made up of a bunch of these little crystals, and our toothpaste that has the hydroxyapatite in it, actually you're putting that sort of topically on your teeth, and the crystal is sticking to the existing crystals on your on your Yeah, which is really neat. So it's a little bit different than fluoride. Fluoride essentially hardens what you have. It does not add anything additional. So this is just adding more of the crystal that makes up your teeth. And it's completely safe. And so there's lots of benefits to that, which I'm happy to get into. But specifically for kids, of course, that you don't have to worry about, you know, your two-year-old, if she swallows the whole tube of toothpaste, there's no calling poison control. So, you know, with our toothpaste, it's truly safe enough to eat, but also works as well as conventional toothpaste, which is kind of cool. But for adults, you can also leave it on your teeth at night, which dentists would actually love for you to be able to do that with fluoride toothpaste. But there's the obvious problem, which is you have to spit out fluoride toothpaste. So the benefits here are, like, if you have problem spots on your teeth, you could just take a glob of it, put it on your teeth, leave it overnight and do that every night, and you'll actually notice really big improvements. So it was a really cool light bulb moment for us to realize we can solve the problem, which is bringing an ingredient here that's completely safe. And there's sort of a synthetic version of hydroxyapatite, and then there's a natural version. We actually happen to use both. The crystal sizes are a little bit different. So the synthetic one is actually better for sensitivity, because sensitivity is actually the cool part about it, is that your enamel sort of, it scrapes away with drinking too much wine and coffee and all the things that unfortunately I do. And it exposes the little tubes in your tooth.
Yeah.
And so that's what causes the sensitivity. If you use a regular sensitivity toothpaste, I won't name any names, it essentially just numbs the teeth so that
it's
you don't
not
feel
adding
it.
Anything.
Exactly. And so it's also not taking away, it's not filling in the tubes that are exposed. It's just making you not feel it. And it's temporary. It goes away. You have to brush again, numb it again. So in our case, the little tiny crystals actually fill into the tubes. And so it'll sort of help from the inside, which is pretty neat. And so that was the moment really in starting the company that we said, let's do this. We found something that's just as effective as fluoride, but completely safe. We also coupled that with some of the sugar alcohols, which are really good, as you noted, for mouth bacteria, and have that. And then truly natural flavors, not just in quotes where a lot of brands use it, but in our kids' toothpaste, for instance, we use real vanilla extract. So it's not vanilla flavor. It's like real vanilla. It's actually our most expensive ingredient. So we're
just saying vanilla is so expensive.
Yeah, it's extremely expensive. And so you can tell we're a little obsessive about ingredients. But if you are going to make claims about being able to eat it, you sort of have to think about it like food.
It's so funny when you were talking, when you mentioned earlier about you have to spit out fluoride. It's funny how things just become a part of your life and you never question them. But like, the fact that we have to spit out toothpaste, I was just like, oh yeah, like, duh, we've all been having to spit this out. Like, that's...
Well, most people forget that on the back of their tube of toothpaste, it says call poison control if ingested. So there's a poison control warning on the back of toothpaste if it has fluoride in it. And I mean, keep in mind that, like, if you had a whole mound of hydroxyapatite and you ate it, nothing bad would happen. Again, abundant in your body, totally safe. With fluoride, if you had a mound of fluoride and you ate that, you would die. They use a very, very small amount in toothpaste. But if you look at the recommendations for how much fluoride we consume, and I'm not anti-fluoride, it is effective. It's not 100%, of course, against cavities. It's also diet and genetics and other factors. But if there's an alternative that's completely safe and works just as well or better than fluoride, why wouldn't you use that? So I think people forget that, especially for kids. I mean, you've got a young one and you know how it is probably brushing teeth, that it's like, I have a 5-year-old now.
She loves your toothpaste.
They're not. Oh, great. That's amazing. Hopefully she doesn't. Well, I mean, she can't eat the whole tube, but my son, I'm always fighting him. He's like, I need more toothpaste. I'm like, no, no more.
She loves brushing her teeth, which I think is, we have make it a whole song. And then she has like a little like light up vibrating toothbrush and she thinks the whole thing is so cute. But my mom, actually, we were talking about it yesterday because my mom lives with us and she was brushing her teeth. We were brushing her teeth together. And I was like, have you tasted how good this tastes? And she was like, wow. And I like told her you were coming on the podcast and the whole thing. And, you know, she ran my dad's office for 40 years. They met because she was working there. And so it's, I was like, I wish that dad was alive for this conversation, because it, the dental industry is just so archaic. And yeah. I'm not surprised that only two companies own all the brands. It's the same thing with like baby formula in America. There's like one company and everyone just like licenses with their like own ingredient, you know, their like own recipe. Yeah. It's sad. So what are the ingredients in toothpaste that are, you know, what are we calling? Are we saying that they're toxic?
Yeah, I mean, they're, I just like to say kindly to people, because if they use regular toothpaste, I don't want them to feel bad, but that they're ingredients that I would probably want to avoid, you'd probably want to avoid, because I think if we think about toothpaste like food, which I'm really trying to impress on people, we should, because as you know, your gums are absorbent, it's going in your body. Yeah, then we have to think about it. Would we eat, you know, fluoride every day? Would we eat foaming agents every day? Are these ingredients that we'd want to put into our body? And there are some crazy ones. I mean, for instance, when we had first started and we were kind of going through the list of what is safe enough to eat, what is not, what do we want to include, what do we want to avoid? For instance, I mean, one sort of big one is triclosan, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but essentially it's a antibacterial sort of agent that was used in toothpaste, but it took sort of this, the mouthwash approach. It killed all bacteria, so good and bad. So for people with gingivitis, it was thought, oh, this is great. We're going to kill the bacteria. They're not going to have gingivitis. About 7 or so years ago, the FDA actually banned it in hand soap, because it was for used in hand soap for antibacterial purposes, because they found it was causing cancer in lab rats. The toothpaste industry actually lobbied to keep it in toothpaste.
I was just about to say, so they must have lobbied to keep it in, because why would you ban it from hand soap, but not something that goes in your mouth?
Exactly. And that sounds, when I heard that, I was like, this can't be, because again, your skin's a decent barrier. Like if anything, take it out of toothpaste. But the argument was that it helps prevent gingivitis, which it does kill lots of things in your mouth. But it also has unintended consequences as well. So that's one like really bad red flag that I would avoid. I think fluoride can be really controversial. I mean, the quick backstory on it is that fluoride was actually a fertilizer, well, it still is a fertilizer byproduct. And so in the 50s, I believe it was like leaching into the ground, and the EPA said, you have to dispose of this properly. And the industry figured out that it actually helped your teeth when applied topically. And so they pitched it to the toothpaste companies and started putting it in our toothpaste in the 50s, and also our water, which, I mean, water, it actually does not do much in water. It has to be topically applied. So
is it still in New York City drinking water?
Yes. Unfortunately, that's why I actually have, since I'm a little bit crazy in a good way, hopefully, the Mountain Valley water delivered to the home. So I like these heavy glass bottles that you need like three people.
I know, I get them all the time. Once you go, you can't go back. But you know, my brain offers.
It tastes better. I mean, I love the water. So yeah, it is in our water.
My mind just goes to, I mean, think about the thousands of project buildings in New York City and how many kids, like, you know, New York City drinking water is boasted to be some of the best drinking water in the United States, obviously. So that's scary.
And it's, I mean, the challenge is if you're, let's say, like an athlete or somebody that drinks a lot of water, which I do, and you're also using toothpaste with fluoride in it, you're likely consuming more than the recommended dose of fluoride every day. I mean, I actually have fluorosis on my teeth. When I was younger, I must have consume too much fluoride. It's essentially just like white spots on your teeth. That's just caused by when you're.
That's funny. I always see that sometimes in people.
Yeah, that's fluorosis. And so when teeth are developing, and it could be in the womb or it could be when you're a young child, it actually causes those white spots. If you have way too much fluoride, your bones start to become stiff and you have bone issues. So that's been seen in people too. But it's also, I mean, been shown in studies, populations that use fluoride in their water have lower IQs. So it's a known neurotoxin, you know, at high doses, it's not something that you want to mess with. So again, if you have teeth issues and you don't have the choice to use hydroxyapatite, fluoride could be a good option, but you don't want to be drinking it in addition to using it in your toothpaste. So, and then there's all the other ones like foaming agents, which detergents are very harsh, and to use those twice a day in such a sensitive part of your body. Your gums are actually like fairly delicate. Your skin, you know, it can be as well, but like not like the inside of your mouth. And so we avoid the foaming agents. So you probably notice using the products that
your toothpaste isn't. Are you missing syrup for your pancakes or ran out of your favorite coffee creamer? With DoorDash grocery delivery, you can get what you want right when you need it. We use this all of the time. I mean, listen, you've trusted DoorDash to deliver your restaurant favorites. And now that you can get grocery delivery that actually delivers, life is a little bit different. And we use it constantly. You know, our schedules are crazy. So sometimes I'll schedule groceries just, you know, to get our baseline of stuff that we need for the house. But inevitably, every time we have a giant gathering at this house, which means we have, you know, an event or a birthday party or a dinner party, there are always times where we are low on something or need to replenish something or forgot to get something at the store. And being able to order it quickly on DoorDash and have it show up here like it was never missing is unbelievable. There are thousands of grocery stores to choose from, and you can just find the best one in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order. You'll get exactly what you ordered, or they'll make it right. So sit back and enjoy quality groceries just like you picked them up yourself. And if you want even more value, you can save on all your grocery and restaurant favorites with a zero delivery fee on all eligible orders with your Dash Pass membership. With easy substitutions right in the app and best-in-class customer support, DoorDash delivers groceries exactly how you want it. Get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $20 value when you use code BEST at checkout. Limited time offer and terms apply. That's 50% off up to $20, no minimum subtotal and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BEST. Don't forget, that's code BEST, B-E-S-T, for 50% off your first order with DoorDash. When I was little and would go shopping with my mother at the grocery store, my favorite thing to throw in the cart would be the Pillsbury Crescent Rolls. I remember there was like, you ever like go to one of your best friend's houses and they always have like a good food thing and you're like, I want that. Like my childhood best friend always had Pillsbury Crescents in the fridge, and we would get like very experimental and fun with what we would put in them. And then as soon as I told my mom, like, you know, Kelly has Pillsbury Crescents at her house, then it was game on for my mom to have the most interesting and satisfying Pillsbury Crescent rolls. Let me tell you something. It's the easiest way and quickest way to make a fabulous dinner. These can be a side dish, these can be an appetizer, or they can be a main dish on a busy night. You just roll up your favorite ingredients into a crescent roll. It's so quick and easy. You can do pepperoni pizza crescent rolls. You can do chicken bacon crescent rolls, classic ham and cheese. I also sometimes make them like desserty and do like some Nutella and strawberries. Davide is obsessed with pigs in a blanket. Sometimes I'll roll up a hot dog in a crescent roll and serve it with some fancy mustard. It's endless. Tons of vegetables. Stuff that thing with vegetables and cheese. I mean, the world is your damn oyster. And there are tons of recipes on Pillsbury.com. They have everyday eats. Just fill, roll, and bake. You can find Pillsbury in the dairy aisle. Dinner prep in 30 minutes or less. Find more weeknight dinner recipes at Pillsbury.com. Davide, because I always make him switch to, you know, clean things, and he always gets annoyed, and he was like, it's not working. He was like, it's not working. It doesn't. And I was like, I think the thing that makes it bubbly is not good for you.
Yeah. And you know, crazy enough too, with a lot of the natural toothpaste, they'll use like, and it's sodium lauryl sulfate is the ingredient that causes foaming, but then a lot of the natural brands will use like sodium, like something else that actually still has the SLS acronym, but it's sort of a derivative and they think it's different, but if it foams, you have a detergent in it. I mean, it's as simple as that. And having it foam does not mean it's more effective. That was simply a marketing gimmick, which was a smart one by the toothpaste industry to make people think that it's working better. So there is a handful of ingredients that we steered clear of because it didn't actually do anything. And frankly, to sort of your earlier, it sounds like you're very knowledgeable on sort of the biome and importance of good bacteria. Mouthwash is actually a great example because with mouthwash, if it has alcohol in it, alcohol, like the triclosan, it kills everything. So good and bad. And how are you, how can you build up all of the good bacteria in your gut if you're killing all of it at the start of how it's getting there? So it just, it won't happen. But the sugar alcohol is actually the way that they work. So xylitol, erythritol, they seem like sugar. So they're floating around in your mouth, and the bad bacteria that's floating around goes to eat it because it thinks that it's sugar. It's sort of fed off of lots of sugar. So if you eat lots of sugar, that's also not good. But if it eats the sugar alcohols, it thinks it's sugar and then it dies. It actually kills just the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria.
Oh, that's so, like a perfect solution.
Exactly. So that's why we have that in all of our products. So essentially it kind of helps you to get rid of the bad stuff that's in there, but keeping the good bacteria.
Have you learned a lot about your gut microbiome through this process?
Yes. And I've always been sort of somebody that takes like 60 supplements a day and does all this craziness, but I, you know, didn't really make the connection until we started the company about how can I do all of this work to eat all these sort of probiotic foods and take probiotic supplements and then use products in my mouth that are actually not fostering lots of good bacteria and helping it get to my gut.
Isn't it fascinating? It's so funny that it all does start in our mouth and it's like zero considered.
Yes.
Ever. Yeah. Do you use a tongue scraper?
Of course. I do morning and night. We've debated creating our own. We need to do that at some point. But I love it. It's the problem with it is like you kind of have one and then never need to replace it. I mean, toothpaste is great as a business because I need toothpaste every 2 or 3 months. But a tongue scraper, I think I've had.
Yeah, but I'd love to buy it from you rather than like a random, like I don't have an emotional connection to the company that I bought mine from by any means, you know? And it's nice. You could just buy like, you could be like, here's we're going to rebrand your mouth. It's like, here's your toothpaste.
And we can include it in the hotel pack.
Because once you tongue scrape, there really is no going back to non-tongue scraping.
And your husband actually must love that because if he's obsessed, like sensitive with his breath, then
he's obsessed with scraping his tongue. It's actually my biggest ick about him is watching him scrape his tongue. Because he gets like all, I always want to film it and put it on the internet. And I'm like, I would never do that to him. But I was like, every morning he gets like, re-sticks his tongue out and he like scrapes the whole thing and he gets all excited about it. And I'm just like, I don't need to see that. But we've been very into it. And I feel like my mouth has been in a much different place in my stomach and everything since I started tongue scraping.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think people have been doing it for a long time and there's clear benefits. And I'm super supportive of it. I've tried like all of the, I mean, that's one I've sort of stuck with, but I even tried sort of the coconut oil rinsing and we've experimented with everything at this point to see kind of like what actually works, where can we, I mean, cause a big challenge, like probably as you could tell is with dentist, I think, you know, my brother always jokes that he as a prosthodontist, he had to do an extra 4 years of school. So I think in all of his 8+ years in sort of dental schools, he talked about oral care products for 2 minutes. So it's not something that's really focused on when you're going through the education. And so dentists, if all you've learned is that there's fluoride toothpaste or nothing, it's been like part of our job actually to educate dentists that there's an alternative. They're very aware of hydroxyapatite because it's what makes up your teeth enamel, but they just weren't aware that it's in products. And so that's kind of the learning is letting them know, like, look, all of this really matters, like the health of your mouth, the you know, helping your microbiome, that the every ingredient in the products that you're using is critical to one's overall health. And sadly, the dental world has been disconnected from the medical world. I mean, even insurance coverage, if you look at it, it's like two distinct worlds. Mm-hmm. It's as if like your teeth are not connected to the rest of your body.
So odd.
Your mouth is separate. So it's treated as like sort of this separate division that shouldn't be thought of holistically.
How has how have you feel like you guys have been received? I think dentistry, your mouth, the whole thing, it's a very particular, people are so funny about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're in almost 1,000 dental offices, which is awesome.
How are those conversations going? Are people receptive or are they a little, I mean, there must be a lot of old school doctors. The young doctors are probably excited.
Yeah. The younger doctors, like, they get it. They're like, oh, wow, this is great. Yeah. Hydroxyapatites and products. Amazing. We need this. Like, fabulous. They get on board with it really fast. People that have been in the industry longer, they just take a little bit of, they want to see the data, which I get. We, for our dentist, we actually have like a many hundred page research packet with all of the data on the ingredients we use, just so they know, like, look, there's a lot of science behind this. We've got 50 years of data. We've got millions and millions of people that have been using this for a long time. It works because, of course, they don't want to recommend to their patients a product that could be less effective than what they've been telling them to use for a long time. But there's still, I mean, there's many more tens of thousands of dentists. So the exciting part of the job is hopefully converting everybody. And I do think that if we're successful in our job in 5, 10, 15 years, everybody will be using hydroxyapatite. The challenge is when you're competing against something that's a fertilizer byproduct and given away for free, largely, that there is a price difference. And I think, you know, over time, hopefully that changes as there's more demand for it and, you know, more supply. But I do hope that kind of the world shifts there over time, and that we don't actually have to have long conversations with dentists, that it's a shorter pitch, that they just get it right away. But that'll come. I mean, it's just, there's always an evolution, and it's interesting to see sort of the personal care space. It started what feels like with sort of deodorant and sunscreen, mm-hmm. and people really becoming aware of
makeup,
water
skincare
products. Exactly. And, you know, interestingly with toothpaste, it's actually the one natural category where there's might be a few others, but when I think about deodorant specifically, there is no deodorant that is natural that stops you from perspiring. You will still perspire. You might Absolutely. Smell a little better or be slightly drier, but you're not going to stop the perspiration. And frankly, that's kind of a good thing. It's your body's intention. But with toothpaste, you actually don't have to sacrifice the efficacy and get a natural product, which is kind of cool. So it should be a pretty easy switch. But for everybody, a lot of people still don't know what ingredients are in their toothpaste. There's a bit of an education.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people, you know, we assume, I'm always get in this weird middle thing, because a lot of this has to do with, you know, people's socioeconomic status in this country. A lot of it has to do with education. A lot of this has to do, you know, you like, for an average person, it seems like you're entering a conspiracy theory lane when you explain how, like, you know, big companies are just in bed with the government. But I think at this point, it's obvious. It's not, most other countries have many ingredients that are illegal that we use on a daily basis here. And it's not surprising that two companies own the hundreds of toothpaste that were being sold on a daily basis. And they're just, I mean, if you go down a toothpaste aisle, it's wild how many different, this works for this, this works for this, this works for this, this works for this. But there must really not even be much of a difference in all of those, huh?
No. And I mean, even Tom's is now owned by Colgate. So it's,
what?
I know, sorry to break the news. Purchased. Yeah. It was about, they've owned them for over 20 years, which a lot of people don't know, but they're actually like a great example of like, there's sort of like there's a spectrum of, there actually are some natural toothpaste that are truly clean and sort of like, I wouldn't eat them like food, but I would almost do that, but actually don't have any effective ingredients. And then there's like the conventional stuff, which obviously like has all of the usual suspects. Tom's actually, since, you know, who knows why it's changed over the years, but a lot of sort of the better ingredients have been swapped for the more conventional ingredients. Like they have foaming agents in their toothpaste. I think they actually have some options that have fluoride in their toothpaste as well. And they have like natural flavors, but it's not, we don't know what a natural flavor is. So yeah, if you don't have
Colgate,
fluoride,
just like, checking there, like, oh, we need a natural brand.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think for 10 years ago, if you wanted a natural toothpaste brand, I think we all would have gone for Tom's.
I would have like, gone for Tom's. I've like been using Tom's. I was using Tom's forever.
Yeah. And when, I mean, there wasn't an option. I mean, I remember buying it actually probably 10 years ago thinking like I was doing something good for myself and this is like a great choice, you know, had a tree on the label or whatever it was. So it felt like awesome. It must be more natural. So there's just this misperception, I think, with the brands out there, unfortunately, with 95% kind of being owned by two players who, you know, they're big and have big marketing budgets. And then trying to sort of mix that up, which is what we did, is and also like finally have an option for dentists where they can recommend something works as well as the conventional product, but has, you know, the better ingredients that are like food.
When we decided to launch
I mean, really, all of our businesses. We knew that there was one missing piece between us and our customer, and that was a gorgeous noise. That's Shopify, because we are not tech people. Neither one of us. I do not know how to set up an e-commerce platform or code a website. And that is why Shopify is my favorite aspect and an essential, crucial aspect of our businesses. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. So whether you're a garage entrepreneur, or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool that you need to start, run, and grow your business without the struggle. It puts you in control of every sales channel. So regardless of whatever you're selling, you can put it online, get it in front of your customers. And that online e-commerce platform also seamlessly integrates with an in-person POS system. So they've got you covered. And that's important for us because obviously Davide has a store. Hopefully Baroncini will have a store one day. Davide runs all of his inventory, all of his sales, all of his data, everything. We run everything through Shopify. Once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers to buyers. And like I said, this is so easy. Davide and I are not tech people. Davide also, English is his second language. So navigating websites with terms he's never heard of before is extremely difficult. And the fact that he is proficient in Shopify just proves how easy it is to use, because they also have the best help system. It's award-winning, by the way. Their support is incredible. So anytime you get lost or there's something that's confusing, you just use Shopify support and they can streamline it. We are selling on Facebook. We are selling on Instagram. We pull all of our reports. It's seamless. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/best, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/best to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/best. With signature offerings that help you move, eat, and sleep well, Westin hotels make travel an opportunity to enhance all your well-being while you're away. Because, like, obviously we all love to travel if we can, but it's also kind of like annoying getting off your routine. And maybe sometimes you don't sleep your best or eat your best. And that's why Westin is here for you. Because at Westin, you can work out how you want with a variety of fitness options. First of all, they have the Westin Workout Fitness Studios, which are fabulous and equipped with state-of-the-art equipment. You can go on a group run led by Westin's Run Concierge, which is amazing. It'll show you the beautiful little local hikes and runs around the hotel. And you can do your own thing in your guest room with the Westin's Gear Lending Program. How cool is that? They bring up fabulous gear, like they have Bala bands. It's so amazing. Plus, you can eat well with Westin's Eat Well menu. The Westin chefs have crafted dishes for your well-being in mind, so you can choose what's right for you based on portion size, nutritional balance, and then you can recharge your body and mind with restorative sleep. Did you know that Westin makes their own beds, and they're called the Heavenly Bed? And you can buy them for your own home because people are so in love with these beds that they're now available for purchase. They are cozy and fabulous. You're going to get a great night's sleep and you can wind down naturally with their Sleep Well Lavender Balm, which eases tension and soothes the senses. Westin Hotels are also part of Marriott Bonvoy, which is an extraordinary portfolio of hotels and award-winning travel programs. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well on the go. Find wellness at Westin. Do you guys sell at Erewhon?
We do. We're at Erewhon.
I figured you were, right?
Yeah, I love, I mean, I'm unfortunately being in New York, I don't know why they don't have one here because I'd be like their biggest user. But yeah, I'm obsessed with
that. That would be like, if there was an Erewhon in downtown New York City, it would be a mess. It would be
I remember you wouldn't want to go to it.
It would be amazing. But were you in New York when Trader Joe's opened in Union Square?
When was that?
Early 2000s.
Okay. I got to Columbia in 2003. So I was...
I got there in 2005. It happened when I was there and it was like the line for Trader Joe's was all the way around the corner. But you know, people, it's funny because ultimately people do, you know, that one just opened in Pasadena and of course it is incredibly expensive. I don't buy produce there. I buy, you know, I go to the farmer's market like I do, but I can't distill, but you know, the funny thing is people were, when it came on Instagram, or like Pasadena's Instagram, that the Air One was opening, a lot of people were really upset in the comments. And there's been a line around the corner to get into it for a week. Because I think ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody knows that like what's in there is ultimately really good for you. And
yeah,
it's just a platform for people to like discover products.
Absolutely.
Even if they're going to buy them somewhere else, like I walk through that vitamin aisle, I walk through the dental, like, you know, when I was pregnant, there were so many things I got for my hospital bag at Erewhon. So,
yep,
you know, I think people are really wanting, they're understanding that there is a need to be, you know, your own advocate for what you are ingesting.
Oh, absolutely. And like we're also in Credo, and they're the same way. They cool. have very strict requirements with every one of their ingredients, what you can and can't include. And even little things like with floss, like people are like, oh, who cares about floss? Like, it doesn't matter what my ingredients are. There's a floss out there that glides through your teeth. And what makes it glide is Teflon. Essentially,
no.
they coat it. Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm like, you actually know a lot about the dental industry, but there's a couple like new tidbits you'll now have to tell people about. But yeah, so it's essentially like that's what makes it really smooth and slick and go through your teeth. So, which, you know, it's great. It's good for getting in really tight spaces, but obviously we all know when why we would avoid Teflon. So it's like it was taken out of our pans, we still have it in our floss. And the rule actually is that they don't have to disclose the ingredients for floss. So it's just like with tampons. They don't legally need to disclose the ingredients that are in a tampon. And with floss, like we are one of the few people like on the box that very clearly we have like three ingredients. We use beeswax instead. It's a vegan beeswax actually. And then we put the hydroxyapatite in the floss as well. So it gets into the cracks of your teeth. But yes, no Teflon in our floss. But little things where like you don't have the time to understand every ingredient in all of your products, but it's nice when you can find a retailer that can do the hard work.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the podcast and letting everybody know about this. I'm sure people's minds are just blown, as I am right now. I can't believe there's Teflon and goddamn dental floss.
I know, like, of all things, right?
God. It's just all so ridiculous. And then I'm sure you've done the research. Like, what does it cost one of these big companies to make like a tube of toothpaste? Like, the margins must be so big because fluoride and all these shitty chemicals are probably cheap as hell, huh?
Well, so these are publicly traded companies, so one can actually see what their margins are. But what I will say is I heard from somebody in the industry, and this is 5 years ago. So post COVID, I'm sure with inflation and everything, it's much higher. But even if you double it, it's at the time for a whole tube of toothpaste, this is conventional regular toothpaste, the tube, the ingredients, the box, 17 cents to manufacture. Which maybe it's 30 cents now or whatever, 35 cents, but it's a long ways when like our vanilla cost that much. So, you know, over time, like as we become bigger, obviously our costs will come down too. And so, you know, we can pass those on to consumers, but, you know, we're doing our best and we can't compete with 17 cents. I mean, that's just from a different ballpark. Like if you treat stuff like food, I think you can't buy any food that's up.
It's a monopoly. I mean, we've gotten to the point in our economy where we're in a monopoly. This is supposed to be the land of, you know, free business and entrepreneurship, and it's too hard to compete with. But I do feel like, and what an amazing gift that I mean, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, for young women like us to start our own companies was nearly impossible.
Yeah.
And the fact that there are so many strong female entrepreneurs is really incredible.
No, I love it. As an investor, I invest in a lot of sort of women founded run businesses, and it makes me so happy to do everything I can to support that. And it's the future. I mean, it's for role models for our kids and everyone, I think, to do that. And it's become so much easier to start a business too. I mean, I feel like even now with AI and all the tools that one has, like, we don't have excuses not to just do it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a bigger thing, you know, the power of it coming from a woman is like, this all came from you wanting to create life, right? Isn't that like a magical thing? You were like, the impetus of this whole project, which will hopefully change the way people view and interact with, you know, products for their fucking mouths, which should just be a basic human right, is because you wanted to make life better for everybody so people could live a better, happier life and feel more safe in their bodies and create more children. I mean, it's really just a beautiful intention. I always find that the intention behind companies are, there's a little bit of like God's magic behind that, because you're not doing it for the intention of making money. You were doing this to like solve a big problem. So kudos to you for that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, yeah, I mean, you're another role model. So, I mean, it's just, we do.
If you looked at my numbers, you would be laughing at me and tell me I was not. So. Thank you so much. It was so, so, so nice to meet you.
It was so nice to meet you too. Really enjoyed the conversation.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.